Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dalton played a really good game. You can tell that the defense was really concerned with where he was on any given moment, and it kind of opened it up for some other guys, and I don't think that was maybe necessarily intention, but love to get him going a little earlier. But he had some of the best blocks in the game, and it didn't bother him at all. And so the everyone eats kind of mindset, if people are focusing on him, it opens up for other people. And so I was pleased with, after the game, how excited he was with only one catch or something like that. So obviously he's a good football player, and he helps us when the ball's in his hands, and we'd love to get him more of it, just like a lot of the other guys. But all he cares about is winning, and that's a lot of the guys on our offense.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady on Dalton Kincaid. I mean, I might have some snark cannon for you. For me, this is like playing Freebird. Like, I got to do it. Can I do it?
I think you're good to go.
Let's bring out the cannon. There's a lot of different ways to take this one, too.
Yeah.
It's just snark. Just messing around, okay? One catch for 11 yards and a win. Like eight games away from the Bills not needing Dalton Kincaid. They didn't need him. Guys, they won without him. Hey, was he even there? Did he play? One catch?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that guy. He did, of course, attract defenders like a black hole.
He was like a
sucks in planets.
Yeah, I was going to say he's like a planet with like there are moons gravitating around him.
Yeah. He gets quite a bit of attention. I know what I wanted to read you. So, okay, on the Bills, Benjamin Solak, formerly of The Ringer, now at ESPN, he wrote something about the Bills' weapons. And let's be real, the Bills' weapons, good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Bills play the Dolphins tomorrow. The Bills' weapons are probably the biggest talking point about this team. It's Allen being amazing, he's an MVP, is he overrated, blah, blah, blah. But the real big thing with this team is the weapons. And what Benjamin Solak wrote about them, I thought was awesome, because I agree with every word of it. But here's what he wrote in evaluating the Bills in their opener. He was asked, like, is this sustainable, what the Bills are doing with everybody eats, like Joe Brady says. He says, I do think it's sustainable, so long as all of those players are legitimately talented. Is Shakir just a solid slot receiver, or can he continue his penchant for explosive plays by breaking tackles at a near elite rate? Can Kincaid keep his preposterous catch rate from his rookie season as he gets more targets downfield? And how many of those beautiful contested catches can Coleman produce? The top offenses have multiple targets who are, in quotes here, he puts, game plan worthy. Right now, none of the Bills' targets are that, but Buffalo is trusting the development of the youth and riding what has really become quite an underrated running game in the meantime. And then he writes, the Bills should probably prioritize getting Kincaid a target or two next week. And that's what Brady said. It's funny. whatever. You want to say I'm obsessed with this. It's about talking points versus reality. A lot of talking points surrounding Diggs leaving. Oh, you don't want to force throws to guys. You do. You do want to get Kincaid the ball. Brady said he wants to get Kincaid the ball. Oh, everybody eats. Great. Everybody eats. I pointed out yesterday, the Bills targeted 9 players in a game 7 times last year. And throughout the Davis and Diggs era, they often targeted a lot of guys. What will eventually happen if this offense is going to be good to great is just what Benjamin Solak wrote, which is you'll have, if it's Kincaid, if it's Coleman, if it's Curtis Samuel, if it's Shakir, guys will be so good that through the week, it'll be about how New England has a plan for Kincaid. New England is going to make sure that Baltimore is going to put Kyle Hamilton on Shakir because they're so worried about his after the catch. Whatever it might be. Like, you have guys that are so good that they're going to focus on them, and then that's where the other, you know, ancillary parts, your Mac Hollins, those pieces are going to have to step up in a big way. Hollins is making less than Deontay Hardy was last year. He's making about the same as Trent Sherfield. Like, the expectation of his role is when called upon, we can go to you. The difference is, for the last couple seasons, those roles for the Bills, they never had a guy step up like Mac Hollins.
No.
And they also never had a Curtis Samuel, at least not since Emmanuel Sanders was on the team. So, to me, that's what this has always been about. Week one, who did it? Shakir made an awesome play. Coleman made an awesome play. And outside of that, it
Hollins
was just...
Hollins made the catch on the touchdown.
Catch on the touchdown.
It wasn't the hardest play in the world, but he got it.
Yeah. So, like, eventually, give me 18 games of that. And you'll have, if the Bills are going to be good, you will have 1 to 2 guys becoming stars. It just has to happen. It is almost impossible to have a great offense without that happening.
All right. I wonder if Kincaid can, if he becomes the guy they game plan for over and over and over. I mean, he's not going to have one catch performances, though, like for a month.
No.
And then the defenses still say, like, oh, guys, we got to take him out of the game plan again if it's still working. Kincaid... like, there will be more attention paid to him, even though, like, he was good last year. It wasn't like he was Kelsey right out of the gates. He was good. So, you'll still want him to eventually find a way to win without that, with the attention being paid to him. Maybe that'll be new for him. We should just make this point about Tage Thompson. Remember after his 47-goal season? Like, oh, it's going to be harder for Tage Thompson now. Like, hey, they're focusing on you, on the power play. They're defending you differently. And maybe we've already begun to see Kincaid be defended differently, that it will be a harder assignment for him to break out because defenses think he's a breakout candidate, think he's good. And you can still win, though. Like, Kelsey, teams have been paying attention to Kelsey for 10 years. Like a superstar tight end. What does he do?
Anyway.
He still figures out how to get 1,500 yards. So what's the reaction? Like that clip coming in about maybe even getting Kincaid involved or Solak saying that. How does it? I don't know how that, like a receiver, that's easy. You just get him a screen pass, right? You get him involved that way. Quick slant, quick hitter. I don't know. Kincaid's role as a tight end, I wonder what that would look like. Like,
well,
what would a play designed to get him involved in the offense look like?
In training camp? They ran an awful lot of like tight end wheels up the sideline or fades.
Okay.
They ran vertical routes.
Get him to the sidelines a little bit too.
Yeah. And you hope to get the right matchup for him. And then if you can exploit that, you know, maybe that's Josh at the line. Hey, we're waiting for a look. Oh, we got the look on this play. But you can definitely scheme plays open for tight ends and scheme things for tight ends. So I fully expect it for Kincaid. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll see how they look in game two against the Miami Dolphins. Tomorrow night, we got to bet who's going to be there. Famous people.
Yeah. Miami. Pitbull. That's always the easy one.
Yeah.
Miami. Jennifer Lopez.
We got to do a Remember Some Dolphins early. We got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
803-0550. What else did I have for you here? Now we're going to break in. I was going to tease something. Oh, I know what it is. The story in Cleveland.
Yeah, let's get to that.
We've got a good case of who wants me to know that? Who wants me to know this new development from the Browns and Deshaun Watson's contract?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.